when we find the word Christian in the New Testament Bible three times, do we conclude that that's the only time it has reference to the Christian way of life? And the answer to that is no, we should not. Although it is mentioned by becoming a Christian, a disciple becoming a Christian in Acts 11:26, and mentioned about the persuasion of one to Agrippa that he become a Christian, and he said, I'm almost persuaded, in Acts 26:28. And in 1 Peter 4 and verse 11, in reference to, as we are serving as Christians, we are not to be ashamed if we suffer as a Christian, but glorify God in this name or in this behalf. When these three places are used in the Scripture, there are other places that tell us about how to live, and how to live in keeping with what would be known as the disciples' way of life, the Christian way of life. For example, in 2 Timothy 2, verse 24, the servant of the Lord must not be divisive, but gentle unto all men, teaching all men with meekness. And notice that he's to do that because they oppose themselves. When people oppose themselves, as King Agrippa was opposing himself in the practice of his man-made religion in Rome, and almost persuaded to become a Christian in Acts 26:28, he's almost persuaded to be the way that he should be. And that's the idea. He opposed himself. Paul was sad about the fact that he was now leaving him, with him not being fully persuaded to become a Christian. Because the idea was that he wanted him to adopt all of the practice that he taught him, embrace all the teaching of the Lord. And what he says there regarding the servant of the Lord in 2 Timothy 2:24, the servant of God, the servant of the Lord, he's a Christian. He's a person who's a disciple of the Lord. He's following what the Lord said to do. We would understand if we were talking tonight in regard to someone's practice in life of using profanity, that wouldn't be the order of a Christian life. We would understand if immorality were a part of one's life, it would not be proper to continue that way of being immoral and defamed, because that's not the way of a Christian way of life. If we were talking about dishonesty and forthright dishonesty and falsehoods, that would not be the description of a Christian by character and conduct. Not because the word Christian is used in the direct words in which these teachings are given in the New Testament of the Bible, but by which these particular practices are described as being a way against the way of the Lord. And being a servant of the Lord, we must not be divisive, but gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient, in meekness instructing those who oppose themselves. These qualities of positive ways that we are to imitate are in favor of continuing to be faithfully a Christian, a servant of the Lord. Of course, if we were to do the very opposite of these things and become divisive, we would be people who find ourselves opposing the right way of the Lord, and we would find that the blessings of God reserved for us in our lives as we go along in life's highway would not be forthcoming from the Lord, at least, as we do this way of life. A person may find himself, as Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount noted just real quickly as we talk about that, Matthew chapter 5, by saying regarding people in this world that they have the wealth of the sun, and they have the rainfall that comes on the just and the unjust alike. And someone might foolishly think, because I have these material blessings in abundance in my life, that I must be okay in the sight of God. I must be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. And the truth of the matter is that those are material blessings. That Jesus there, as he began the Sermon on the Mount, said, all of these things are things that are common to all of mankind, whether you are a servant of the Lord or not a servant of the Lord. These things are things that will come. The abundance of sunshine, the rainfall will come. The idea of that being a material blessing is mentioned for everybody. But when he gets to Ephesians 1 and verse 3, he says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Notice what is noted there. All spiritual blessings are found in Christ. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. When he goes on to say in verse 7 that that blood of Christ furnishes us forgiveness and cleansing of our sins, and we begin a new way of life when we contact that blood of Christ. The idea is in keeping with what we read in verse 3, and that is it's one of those spiritual blessings that's found only in Christ. When we have spiritual blessings in Christ, and only in Christ, that means that we need to be a servant of the Lord. We need to be a disciple of the Lord. We need to be Christians, as described there at Antioch. We need to be keeping the Lord's will in our hearts and our lives and in our practice. What are some of those things less recognized by us as Christians? Less recognized that we're losing sight of the way of the Lord. And yet they are things that are important and precious in the sight of God. Well, here in 2 Timothy 2 and 24, I think we have a summation of exactly what that is. For a person to go about this world not speaking words and mannerisms of life, to become divisive to everyone around, to become rebellious to everyone around, to become a person who is not following the right way of the Lord and doesn't wish for others to follow the right way of the Lord either, as the description is given in words and in mannerisms. The servant of the Lord must not be divisive. But notice it is said, but in the opposite, must be gentle unto all men. We understand what being gentle is because most of us in the day and time and the youth and ways of life, with grandma and grandpa nowadays, all this sort of thing, are in a farm relationship. We know what it means to be gentle with an animal, gentle with training of an animal, gentle with the guidance of an animal, versus jerking them this way, jerking them that way, all of a sudden that we find ourselves at the throes of their horns or throes of their hoofs because they're angry about this way of being mistreated. The idea is that we learn gentleness soon as we're around those critters that are a part of grandma's property or mom and dad's property or our property. And we find ourselves knowing what gentle really means, gentle unto all men. Seeking to be a person who is helpful, a person who is thoughtful, a person whose mannerisms are there. This is one reason why I was really concerned when the gentleman was of help to me in regard to looking at myself and said, you're pressing me too much in this regard. This is the idea that I didn't want to praise, I didn't want to present. I was trying my best to be, and my knowledge of it, seeking to be a gentle individual. I need to separate the time in discussing with that individual and mentioning anything about the church of the Lord, worship of the Lord, to several more weeks of time. The 2 and 3 weeks of time were tempting to be too strong. And I want to make adjustment on that. What would the servant of the Lord do to be gentle? I won't suggest that these scriptures speak to me and say, Robert, evaluate. Where were you? Were you doing this every week? Were you doing it every other day? Were you doing it every time you met the person? No, I was not. I was thinking in regard to the time in which we would speak about these things again in the future, but I was not speaking about those things time and time and time again. I'm aware of Proverbs 29 and verse 1. He that is often reproved will harden his neck and fall into destruction. The idea of stiffening one's neck can be there. We can speak against somebody, nag at them is a word in our English time that we understand what he's talking about there when he says when you reprove, you nag an individual over and over again. That's not going to be a good situation to do. I understand that that's the case. So I want to evaluate how many times. If it's over the matter of 3 weeks of time, I want to make it 6 weeks of time now. I want to make it helpful. I want to be people who live in a good example, try to help somebody, but at the same time, I want to be a person who follows that teaching because that is the Lord's way. To be a servant of the Lord, be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, is hardly anything that helps us better than having someone who offers to us remembrance of where it's located in the Bible. When discussions are made, do we know where it's found in the Scripture? Where does the Scripture speak to this particular topic? And as a result, mention that particular verse. Perhaps write it down on a napkin or write it down on a piece of paper and hand it to the individual if that person will care to take it. And to go on further in this particular matter, you know, the idea of being a person who's meek and gentle unto all men and in teaching all men, teaching them, apt to teach, goes hand in hand, it seems to me. Hand in hand. To the idea of being this kind of person, following the right way of the Lord, having the Lord in it, having Him involved in it, and speaking to the way that is righteous and good and godly. That's the way of the Lord's way. That's the way that we should be as we live in this old world as we live. But then he closes it out by saying, apt to teach and patient. This is one of those things, too, that's not often talked about in class, discussed in mannerisms, or, for that fact, spoken of in regard to our daily walk of life with people. Being a person who's patient. The idea of being patient in that passage of Scripture is the idea of taking time with, not rushing up, taking a time in which there is a forthright thoughtfulness, being patient. When we find ourselves acting a life that is patient, what a blessing we have. What a blessing we can find if we are patient individuals. Teaching those who oppose themselves. After all, we're reminded in that sacred passage of 2 Timothy 2:24 and 25. That this individual that we're trying to teach is not one who has opposition to you and me. Using these methodologies, who would have opposition to a person who was not divisive, gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient, in meekness instructing? Who would be in opposition to that? At the same time, opposing them, imposing themselves is two different things. Instead of opposing those individuals, let's become people who realize that those people find a way of hope, a ray of light, a path that is narrow and good and leads to everlasting life by you and by me, by our teaching in these mannerisms. If we follow the way that Paul writes to Timothy, that the Christian life, the disciple of the Lord, the servant of God's life is to imitate, then we're going to have people that the only way that they're lost is that they have opposed themselves. Sad it is to be the case, but it nevertheless can be the case. The song we've provided tonight to think about our relationship to the Lord and where we are. And if you need to come back publicly to Jesus tonight, please do as we stand together and as we sing.